Okay, this year is called Holy Theater. Okay, that's the best I could come up with. Okay. And it's going to be a little bit speculative. Okay? So it's not gonna be muchach, okay? But it's a svara, and I hope you hear the svara. Some people don't, and some people do.
You tested it before?
I tested a few of my friends, okay?
Oh boy.
Okay, so it's, you know. It's up to you know, you guys. You can hear it, whether you hear the idea. I've had the idea in different forms, but now I found a way to tie it into a halacha. So it's always
dangerous.
More fun. It's always dangerous, exactly. Playing with fire. Okay, fine. So let's take a look. The main source is going to be this Gemara, one little Taisus in Yuma. Okay, it's all going to come from the little Taisus in Yuma, and then we'll have a few Rambams and Sefer Avoda. Okay, so the shiur is not really well organized. I have a bunch of different ideas. I don't know how they're going to come out. So, however it does, it does. Okay?
That's the Abraham one, right?
Yeah, you'll put it together in your mind afterwards. Okay. So, go like this. It's the very bottom, Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Yuma. The last, second to last line. Taner Rabbanan. Okay? So, the Gemara is dealing with the, The Gemara is dealing with the order, the different orders of how the Avoda. In the Beis HaMikdash, the way the avodas happen every day.
So where is this?
It's the second to last line on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Yuma.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Yeah, the Tosis in the next stuff. Okay, so like this. Tanu Rabbanan, Vinisko Revia Sahin. Okay. So there's a pasuk in the Talmud, Vinisko Revia Sahin Lakev Sechad. Right? So it's telling you that the Nesach, the Yayin, that you pour for the tamid, the carbon tamid was the keves, right? The keves that you brought in the morning and the afternoon. It's a revisahin, it's a measurement of wine for the keves ha'achad, for the one keves, for the one lamb. Okay. So, yilam eichel shachres mishel arvis. Okay. So, let's see, Ras. So, you learn out the morning one from the evening one. Okay. That's the chachamim's position. Okay, let's see Rashi. He said like this. Gavit meeting siv, says by the Parshas Talmud. V'limed al ha'echad, sheton nesachim, and it tells you that one of them requires wine, requires nesachim. Okay, you don't know which one. U'mil ha'echad, who shall arvis, according to the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, the one that it's talking about, the right, there's two kvasim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The one in the morning, as I was telling you, the one in the afternoon shall arvis, right, towards the late afternoon, is the one that requires the nesachim. Dohamine salak, dechziv leelmine vesekeves hasheni teseben erbaim vasirisef asolos vegomer. So that's how it ended off. The pasuk, you know, tupsukim earlier. Olastimin hasiyav harishinai vegomer vinisko revisahin. So that's what it finished off talking about. So it's talking about the keves shel bein erbaim, the one arvis. Okay, and then yilmud shachas mishal arvis. So then we learn that just like the pasuk mefurash according to Tanakhama speaking about the one in the arvis, the bein arbayim, and then we learn that just like the one in the evening, the afternoon, requires nesachim, the evening one. So to the morning one also requires nesachim. You have to do wine libations also by the morning one. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
the Chacham, the Tanakhama. Rabbi Omer, Arvis Mishal Shachris. Rabbi says, no, really you learn out the evening one from the morning one. Rashi, Til Keves Echad, Ad Shachris Koi. So when it says, Vinisko Revias Ehin La Keves Echad, what's Keves Echad? Keves Echad is the morning one. Shenem Rabo, it's a Keves Echad, it's a Boker, because earlier in the Parsha, it says it's a Keves Echad, it's a Boker. See, Keves Echad is a reference to the morning one. And then it says, Vinisko or Viesahin, like Keves Echad. So Keves Echad is the morning one. And then, once you know the morning one, the Pasuk is referring to the morning one, you learn the evening one from the morning one. Okay?
How do you learn it from the morning one?
Because there's a hekesh as keves echad to sebokir, as keves shashani to seben arbayim. So there's a hekesh between the two of them. They're equated. They're identical. So once the Torah tells you halacha by one of them, then you learn the other one from that one because there's a hekesh. There's an equation between the two. They have to be identical.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So machlokas is, where is the pasuk talking about? Is it talking about the evening one and then you learn the morning from the evening? Or some of the morning one, you learn the evening one from the morning, because they have to be identical.
Why does it matter?
Oh, excellent question. Very good question, Yaakov. Why does it matter? Who cares? Okay? So, we don't really need any more of this Gemara. Okay? It's going to go into why is this one not said like this one, the pasuk, fine. Okay. So, Tosos, Rabbi Omer Shal Arvis Mishal Shachris. Okay, so the question is, why does it matter? What's the difference between which way you learn it out? So Tosfos is like this. Nearly, d'ike b'inayhu. So here's the nafkamina. Tzibor shlo ha'yulahem nesachim ela le'echamem. So Tzibor, who for whatever reason only has enough wine for one of them. Lemanda amar d'gamar shal arvis mishal shacharis. The one who holds that you learn arvis from shacharis, Rebbe. Imkain shacharis ikar. So you see the morning one is the Iker one. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. The Ikrivum Shachris. And then therefore you use those Nesachim for the morning. Ulaman de Amar Gamar Shachris Me Arvis. Yakrivum Arvis. And the one who holds you learn the morning from the evening. And you only have Nesachim for one of them. So then don't bring in the morning. Bring it in the evening.
That sounds very obvious.
That sounds?
Very obvious.
Obvious? Really? Why is that so obvious?
Well, I mean, like, if one is, I mean, it's like learning, it's like learning something from something. I mean, like, I'm saying, if you learn something from one thing, you know, that's like, you know, that's like, okay, let's say you're learning from Shachris, okay? Like, the Shachris is like the father, okay? And the I'm using a bad example, but like, the Marv is like the son. Like, obviously the son came from the father, so of course the father is more important than the son.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's
okay. I mean,
that's the only example.
Whether or not that it might not be the greatest analogy. Okay, well, it's. I mean, look, it's a big chiddush because you could have just said, "What's the difference?" I mean, the question is just how you learn. The Torah doesn't have to tell you by both of them because we know they're identical. So it has to tell you by one, and Mimela, you'll know the other one, right? What's the difference? So who cares which one it tells it to you by? Ultimately, the real halachically, you need nisachim by both. And it doesn't really matter. And in fact, I think the Ritva brings it down. Mashmo's Darshan, you can buy now. I think Rabbi Hanana learns that way. He says, what's the difference? Mashmo's Darshan, how you learn it out? He says, my Tanakam le Rabbi, Mashmo's Darshan, you can buy now. There's arguing, it's Rabbi Hanana. It's like 10 lines from the top. It's just, Ritva also has it. The difference is just how you learn the Pesukim, but there's no halachic nafkamina between the two. It's just a question of how you dorsh the Pesukim. Okay. Tosfos Rosh brings down to other nafkaminas. Ritva has a third nafkamina. This is Tosos. Okay, this is the one we're concerned about. This Tosos is nafkamina. Our Tosos, not Tosos Rosh. Okay, but it's not so obvious that there's any nafkamina at all. You could have said, there could be a chanan or mashmoz darshan. Just a question how you do a shapasuk.
So what's
Tosos's point? Tosos's point is he's not learning that way. You see, the Gemara is bringing it down. There must be a nafkamina. The nafkamina is which one's ikr. And what does that mean, which one's ikr? If you only have enough wine for the nesachim of one of the kvasim, the morning or the evening, so the question is, whichever one's the ikar, whichever one the pasuk tells you, the nisko, revia sahin, that's the one that you should use the wine for. Okay, so it's a chiddush that there is any even import, that there is a nafkamina between how you learn it. I mean, that's how I came across this. My chavrusa Yaakov Trachman, he showed it to me, because we have arguments about whether how important the system of limudim is, you know. Can you
yeah.
Yaakov? Oh man, he's old school. No, yeah. can you divorce the system of, you know, Brisker analysis and Torah Shabbat Path from the system of Yigil Midos? Okay, so you know, so he was showing me this as a raya that you see it's important because you see there's a nafkamina here halachically how you learn it out. You don't just say in the end of the day you end up with the same system. They need nesachim for both of them, but the way you learn it out plays a role in which one's the ikar and which one takes precedence if you only have enough for one. Right?
Right.
Okay, good. Now, there's...
Is this talking about, like, karbanos?
Yeah, karbanos in the mikdash. Every day. Right?
But I thought Marv is, like, you know, the shrine. Leftovers. Like,
No.
Is that from
Necha?
From
Kuru
Necha?
No.
I don't know.
No, Arvis means Bein Arbayim. The Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara is calling it Arvis because it's in the evening. It's late afternoon. Okay. So let me give you a little background, because we're going to have to read it anyway. Might as well read it now. Yeah, go ahead.
Why is there a nicker at all?
Yeah, why is there a nicker at all? Okay, fine. Before we get the background, why is there a nicker at all? There's two of them, right? And why is one of them a nicker? There's just two of them. It's like, let's say, look, it's I'll read the Rambam, but well, exactly. That's one of the main questions. Okay, why is there a nicker at all? And what does it even mean that it's an ikkar? I understand the nafkamina, Tosus is saying, but what does it even mean? Yeah. Okay, so I'll just give you a little background in case you're unfamiliar with karbanos, tamidim. So the Rambam is Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, in tamidim. Is mitzvah asel hakrif shnei kvasim olos b'chol yom.
Why is it a question which one's ikkar? What's that question?
Which one is ikkar?
Why is that a question? What was Yaakov's question?
Yaakov, what was your question?
Why is there even the concept of the ikkar in the first place? Yeah, they both same halachic says.
Yeah, why is one an ikkar?
Well, because one's in the morning, there's more people there to witness it. As opposed to the evening, so it accomplishes it to a greater level.
Okay, you're trying to jump this far. Alright, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. Okay. No, but l'chora, like say for example by Kriya Shema. You have to do Kriya Shema twice a day. So which one's the ikkar Kriya Shema? The Kriya Shema Shachar or Kriya Shema Arbus? Which is the Ikar Kriya Shema?
Yeah, you're saying they're two different halachas. They each have their own equal chiyuv.
I mean, it's one mitzvah to do it twice a day. Mitzvah asi l'hakir shnei kvasim olos b'chol yom. The Rambam, by the way, doesn't bring down any halacha like this. I'm not aware that the Rambam learns anything. Maybe he learns like a Ben Chanano. But he doesn't say one of them is an Ikar. The mitzvah asi is to bring them two each day. V'hein ikra and temidim, echad v'bilka v'echad ben arbayim. One in the morning and one in the evening, afternoon. Right? So, I mean, it's why is it different than Kriya Shema? You have to do Kriya Shema twice a day. Whoever heard of the Kriya Shema in the morning is the Ikar, the Kriya Shema at night is the Ikar. It's just the mitzvah is to do it twice a day. And what does it even mean it's an Ikar? You could say the Nafkamina, but in what sense? They're identical. Right? They're identical. In fact, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Vav, when the Rambam goes
through... Who uses the word Ikar? You or...
Tosfos uses the word ikar. Tosfos. Right?
And ikar cannot just mean more important?
It could, but I mean, why is it more
important? When he uses the word ikar, is it in the sense of ikar tafel? Or just more important?
Yeah, more important. Not ikar and tafel.
Okay, good.
Right, yeah, definitely. Definitely doesn't mean ikar and tafel. And the Rambam says, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam goes to Perek Vav, the Rambam goes to the entire Seder. Of how the morning worked with the keves, the tamid in the morning, with the how you interweave it with the menorah and the ketoras and the birchos kohanim, which we can get to in the right in the shira, the levium, and the whole story. And at the end, the last halacha, he says, "Kaseir dersh osim kol yom baboger kach osim bein arbayim." Okay, chutz meharamas hadeshem misbech itzon. Fine. So certain a few things, the haramas hadeshem, removing the ashes from the night before. Okay, fine. That you only do in the morning. But basically, they were duplicates. They were the same thing, identical kvasim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So, yeah, like Yaakov's question is why is there even an ikar? Okay. And in what sense is it an ikar? And what kind of halacha is Tosa saying? Okay. Now, further, there's a question that the Sfasra Emes asked the question. Okay. Yes, that's right. I'm holding the Sfasra Emes. Okay. I don't know. I'm sure. I'm not really holding. Okay. Okay, it's my question. Okay, it's my question, but I saw the... Sifta brought down the Sfasra Emes asks it. So it's always more fun to answer. It's always more fun to answer an Achron's question. Okay? That's always, you should know that.
But you're an Achron.
No. You don't want to answer your own question because maybe it's not a good question. But the Sfasra Emes asks it. That's a real question. He doesn't have an answer. Okay? So Sfasra Emes asks a question on Taisus. Okay, what's he say? He says, what kind of thing is this, Taisus? What kind of, how is he learning it? Remember, there's other possible ways to learn. You can learn being Hanano, it doesn't matter. The Tos Rush has other answers. Okay? You can look, Ayin Shum. But he said, what kind of answer, what kind of halacha is Tosa saying? Imagine you're sitting in the morning. You have one Revi'ah Sehin of Yain. Okay? If you, I don't know how many ounces it is. I don't know, 12, 15, I don't know, 80. I don't know how much it is. Revi'ah Sehin of Yain. Now you have the morning Keves and the Avoda. And now what, you're not going to use it? You're going to wait till the evening? How do you do it? You have a Chiyav right now to use the Nesachim in the morning. How are you going to skip it over for the evening? And likewise, in cases it's in the afternoon, according to the Chachamim, and you finish off the Avodas Hayom, and you have Yain for the Avodas Hayom, the Keves, you did in the morning, right? Now you want to do it in the afternoon. No, we'll save it for tomorrow morning. I mean, you have a Chovah right now. Since when do you, what kind of idea is that? There's a Chovah to do it right now. And you worry about later tomorrow. What kind of halacha is it that you save it up for the next day till the next day morning or save it for the afternoon? There's a chova. I mean, it's amazing chiddush that the Torah is telling you. It's an ikkar to such a degree that you'll pass over your chova in order to bring it later. Right? So it's like an interesting thing. Without this tosfos, you would have said that whatever, if you have one revisian of yayin, use it for whatever you're up to. Don't save it up. That's what you would have said. Halachically, I mean, there's no question. That's what you would have said. Right? Comes along this toast and tells you, no, the machlokas, based on the pasuk, whichever one you learn it out from, that's going to teach you a halacha. If you say the pasuk is referring to Arvis, the Bein Arbayim one, so then that's going to teach you that that's more important and that you should save the yayin for Bein Arbayim, if you only have one. It's an amazing Tosos. Because he said it goes against halachically what you would have said before this Gemara, before this Tosos. Right? So to the point where Sfasem says, how can you even say that? Right? What kind of, in what framework are you that you're allowed to do that? Okay?
Yeah.
You understand the force of the question? It's in the normal framework of halacha, you would say that you have an obligation to do wine, to pour the wine on the Mizbeach with the morning and the afternoon, each one.
Okay.
Right? So now, let's say it's the afternoon, you only have one bottle of wine left.
Oh, okay.
Well, now you're not going to do it? You could do it. You have a chiyuv, you could do it. You say, well, I want to save it for tomorrow. That's the ikar. I mean, it's a chiddush. You have a chovah right now. What pot is you from doing it right now?
So that's the question.
Yeah, like, I mean, the Sfasem is saying as a question. How could Tosas say that? I'm saying it just, you know, there must be some framework where Tosas is saying this where it makes sense.
So the question is like, if you hold shah versus the ikra, and right now you have a chovah to, you know, pour the wine and by Arvis.
Yeah, how do you have the right to just hold off? What's the Tosas saying? What kind of idea is it that you have the right to just not do it now and we'll see it for later?
So that's your question.
Yeah, Slazemus' question, more or less. Whatever, no difference. Okay. Okay, but the basic question is like Yaakov said, what does it mean? Why does there have to be an ikker? What does it mean it's an ikker? How does that ikker uproot what halacha you would have assumed to begin with? What's going on? Okay? This calls for a speculative svara. Okay?
Can we try
first? Yeah, you can try first. Go ahead. One more question I forgot to ask. Okay? Now, it would seem, l'chaira, that this is a halacha by the yayin, the nesachim. Okay? But the Gemara's, there's no machlokas by the kvasim. Right? The kvasim, the Torah says them equally. Right? It's a kevzeh chataseb, bokir, it's a kevzeh shenitaseb, and erbayim. Right? So it says the kvasim, both of them. You don't ever hear anybody say one of them is ikar, one of them is not ikar. Right? Now, it's true, there's a machlokas in Menachos, on Daf Nun, about whether you mechanech the mizbeach. The first time you use the mizbeach for the Talmid, whether you can use the Bein Arbayim one. That's the Machlokas of Shimon the Chachamim, because it's called Keves HaSheni. It's got to be the second one. The morning one is number one, and the evening one is number two. So I think it's Reb Shimon holds you can't use the Talmid. You can't start the mizbeach, the cycle of the Tamidim, with the evening one. You always have to start with the morning one. That's a machlokas, okay? But once you've started, once you mischanech l'mizbeach, going forward, everybody agrees you can always, you know, bring either one, whichever one. If you don't happen to have one, you could bring the evening one first, okay? And there's no halacha. If everybody would agree, it would seem that if you only have one keves, right, then you bring it wherever one you're up to, right? So why, okay? And why it would seem also the mincha. Right, you also bring a Yisaron Solis. That would also seem to be whichever one you're up to. It's the Yayin which seems to be the Machlok. It's the Nesachim. Right, not the Mincha, not the Keves itself. That seems to be, you open the Psukim, you bring them. And that doesn't seem to have an Iker. It only seems that by the Yayin is where the Machlok is, Rebbe Nechamim, where do you learn the Nesachim from? The Roshachers, Me'arvis, Arif, Meshachers. So what does it mean now in terms of just the Yayin? The question is, what's the ikker, right? And Tosis is pretty clear. Tosis says the case is tzibur shlohi lehem nesachim ela echad. Tosis is not learning. It's a machlokas. The tzibur only has one keves. Which one do they do? It's that they only have wine for one of them. Which one should they do? But if they only have one keves, so whichever one you're up to, do it.
Well, what does the yayin represent? I mean, like, what does the represent?
Yayin represents grapes. I don't know. I mean, what does it represent?
No, meaning like pouring the wine. What does that represent? Like,
what says, yeah.
What does it represent? We want the shear? What are you asking for?
What?
You mean philosophically? What are Nesachim doing?
Yeah, just like,
I mean, everything.
Like, when I'm going up there, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing that? What's the point?
I mean, it's a type of avoda. I mean, it's
what,
type of avoda.
What kind of avoda is it? What is it?
I mean, like, what's the idea of sacrificing a carbon, shechting an animal, and burning on the mizbeach? What's that idea?
Which carbon?
The keves. There's a sheep. You take the sheep, the lamb, you shecht it, you burn the mizbeach. What's the idea? Or you burn the silas, you burn the flour on the mizbeach. What's that idea?
I don't know.
What is it? I don't know. Whatever. I mean, look, this is the type of avodah.
Does it matter?
It's a religious sacrifice. I mean...
See, I don't have to know this in order to go this far.
Okay. You're not in touch with your... basic religious emotion here. I mean, over there, but the Zohar used to do this. This is a general universal religious practice that the Torah, according to the Rambam, the Torah used in the Mikdash, right? In the Yayin Avodah Zarah, they do Nisach Yayin, right? The Menasach Yayin. They pour wine. So if somebody, if an Avodah Zarah picks up your wine, moves it around, it's Aser.
I know.
So there's this idea that it's taking a liquid, the precious liquid, and sacrificing it to your God. They're pouring it down to the Mizbeach, and then it goes down in these tubes in the Mizbeach, and it goes down to the depths of the earth, whatever. Masech HaSukkah, very good. Okay, it's a way of offering, it's a way of sacrificing the wine, the highest liquid known to man, wine. Right? Mizbeach, you have flour, you have oil sometimes, the shemen, and then you have wine, you have the animal, basar. It's a Shulchan Hashem, Shulchan Hashem, you have wine at Shulchan Hashem. Okay.
If you're able to learn it both...
The problems are, one, the Sfas Emes is a wonderful question. How you pass over the mitzvah when you chayv to it now. Two is, like we just said, why it only applies, the whole din of Ikar only applies to the Nesachim of Yayin, why it doesn't apply to the Keves itself. Three is, why does one even have to be Ikar? Why don't you just say they're two identical, equally important Karbanos? And four is, what does it even mean that it's Ikar? And what framework is it Ikar? Which is kind of like a more general question.
So I guess you'd have to say that it's not essentially part of the mitzvah, or else you wouldn't be able to skip it over. And that's what it means, that you, meaning the keves is the essential part of the karbon, but the yayin is just like an adornment, sort of.
Okay, that's so a fair...
Since it's not an essential part of the karbon, you're able to skip it over, because it's not actually the mitzvah itself.
Okay, that's interesting. You go ahead, Ariel.
Okay,
it's a good step. Yeah.
Maybe just to say why it would be.
Okay, so it's just a little background. Okay, on the mitzvah. See, the mitzvah to bring it twice a day. Now, when did you bring it? Rambam's like this: is Aleph Beis and Tmidim. Ema says man shchitason. When did you shech them?
What was it?
Aleph Beis and Hichos Tmidim umusafim. Okay. Shall boker shochnos a kodim shetala shachar mishiyar pnei kol mizrach. So in the morning one, you would shecht it before the sunrise, as soon as the eastern sky lights up. Okay, fine. Now one time they brought it a little bit late, but in general they would bring it, they would shecht it kodim shetala chama, right before the sun fully rose, right, pretty early. Gimel. You could bring it as soon as it becomes clear that the afternoon is here, that the sun is past its zenith. From 6.5 hours in a day, on a 6-to-6 day, right? If the sun rises at 6 and sets at 6 o'clock, so it would be at 12:30 in the afternoon. From that point until the end, until 6 p.m. when the sun sets. But they didn't do it then. Rather, they shechted it at 2:30 in the afternoon, 8.5 hours, 2:30, and they were makriv it with the zrika and the ktaras emurim. They would do that at 9.5 hours, which would be 3:30 p.m. Okay, and that explains why they would do that. So you get extra time, because all the korbanos of the day, all the other korbanos that anybody would, any individual would bring, would have to be brought between these two tamidim. These are the bookends of the yom. Right, the Yom of Avodah in the Mikdash begins with the Talmud Shel Shachar and it ends with the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. Okay, except for Pesach. Pesach is the notable exception, but not for us now. Okay? Okay. Now, okay. So I'd like to say like this, okay? Let's go right into it. Okay, I want to say like this, that there's two dinim in the Avodas HaMikdash, B'chol Yom. Okay? One is the actions that the Kohanim do of the Shechita Sakarban, the Kabbalah's Dam, the Zrika of the Dam, on the Mizbeach, okay, the Nesachim, everything. There has a din of being Avodas Hashem. Revolutionary Chiddush, correct? You're serving God in the Mikdash. La'avdo, avdo b'mikdash, to serve God in the Mikdash. Okay, it's the base of Bechir, Sefer Avoda. Okay, big Chiddush. Okay, one is thing they're doing is Avodas Hashem in the Mikdash. That's one aspect of what is going on in the Mikdash. Okay, and everything exists in that framework. But there's...
Are you referencing that from Rabbi Shea?
No.
No. What was it?
I'm making a joke. It's just Avodas Hashem. Okay. Simple idea. Okay, not referencing anything deep. Okay. The second halacha is, I want to say, is that it has a din of being theater. A show. Okay. Okay, it's both. Okay, what do I mean? I mean that it's a spectacle. It's a sight to behold. There are observers. There's a crowd. There's the Am Shebazara, which I'll see. I'll show you if you rise. That there's a Roa, and there's the Am Shebazara. People come and they watch it. They observe it. When you go to Yerushalayim, that's the Aliyah LeRegel. So you go, you visit the Mikdash, you watch one of these performances, the morning one or the afternoon one. Okay, the Kohanim, they all have these wonderful uniforms, like the actors in a play. Okay, there's Big Day Kahuna, the Kavod L'Tziferes. They're made to impress. They're not just for them, they're not just internally, but they're supposed to make an impression on the observer. Right, the Kavod L'Tziferes, it's a glory. The Kohanim, the Mishar Se Hashem, those who are serving Hashem. There's
clothes of princes, whatever that means.
The what?
Clothes of princes.
Right. That's the like the nobles. Right. There's it's a certain right. But if they're not dressed in the big day kuna, possible they can't partake of it. Right. There's a fixed uniform. There's a scenery. It's not just taking place anywhere. There's a whole background. There's a beauty to the gold and there's copper and there's a backdrop. You can't have a mum, right? You can't have a mum. And there's a background. There's a kavod hamikdash. The person's supposed to walk in. The Rambam's a parakan yiras hamikdash. Supposed to be awed by the mikdash. Supposed to make an impression on a person, right? It's supposed to it appeals to a person's aesthetic sense, right? Of the visual of the romamus, the greatness, the grandeur of the mikdash. It's not just ideas. Yes, there are ideas in everything in the mikdash. It reflects metaphysical concepts and intellectual ideas like the Rashba talks about. We've done that before. But it's supposed to appeal to a person's aesthetic sense where he sees it and it makes an impression on him emotionally of the grandeur of the Mikdash and the Mishar Se Hashem of the Kavod L'Tziferes and how they're dressed. Okay. And there's an interaction, right? The Kohanim and there's the Kohanim ultimately they do Birchas Kohanim. They bless the people, the audience who is watching, and the audience, right? The audience does Hishtachava, right? And also, it's not just a regular theater, it's a musical, okay? It's a musical. The Levium do Shira. Okay, now when did Levium do Shira? When did Levium do Shira? The Nesachim. Ein Omrim Shira, El Alayayin. Right, Rambam Perek Va'alachaches. Ein Omrim Shira Ela Olat Sivor. It's to Bishas Nesachim. In Halacha Hey Ubishas Anil. Right, Mylan Es Hayilani. So they bring up the Ifrani. So Ubishas Anisach Omer Leviim Ashi Bashir Umakanim Ashorim Bemine Nigon. They play the musical instruments. Your Mikdash, the Toshin Teisha Tekias Al Perkei Ashir. You have the Teisha Tekias during the 9 breaks during the song. Right, and when they would put the yain on the masnasech, there are two kohanim stand by the shulchan, and with two chatzotzos trumpets, and the Sagan is in a certain spot, the deputy, and they tikkuri of a tiku, trua shra tikia trua tikia, and they go next to the memuna letzatzel, like the tambourine, and then when he waves the Sagan waves the sudar, right, to coordinate them, the conductor, to the Mahikarekha Manasakh Anasakh, he bends down to the Nisakh, Manifestagan Basudrin, he waves his little flags, right? Hikish Zebetzalzel, Vatikuli Bachatzotros, is a conductor of an orchestra here, and they play the cymbals, and you have the Chatzotros, the Dibravim Shir, then they begin the Shir, right? The song begins. Higila Perak, Tiku Vishtachu Kolam Shabazara, when they get to a break, the Am bows down, the audience, they get involved, there's a Shachava, a Koprak Tikiya, Vakol Tikiya Shtachavaya. On every break, you have a tekiya, and every tekiya, the am bows down. Okay, and there was 10. And the Rambam goes through the Shir Shadavim, what we say, Bechol Yom, Bayom Rishon, Lashem Aratzim Loa, Besheni Gad Lashem Lam Od, like we say every day. Okay? But this was only on the ayin, because of the Lacha, the Gemara Brachos. Right? Einim Mshira Al Hayayin. That's when you say Shira. Al Hayayin. Only during the Shas Nesachim. And it's the Nesachim of the Ola of Atzibor and Zivchei Shlamim of Atzibor. Zivchei Shlamim, I think, is only on Shavuos, right? But basically, the kevis in the morning, right? The vinisko yayin or vyasi, and you have yayin, and that's when you said the shira, and that was the, you know, the culmination of the whole thing, and there was music, okay? So that the mikdash was, of course, the mikdash is designed for avodas Hashem, and you're serving God in the mikdash, and that's what the kohanim are doing, but they're also putting on a show for the audience. You come to the mikdash, you bring your wife and kids. And they stay in this Ezra's Nashim, this Ezra's Anashim, they're separate. Okay, and they stay and they watch and they observe, they see the performance. And they're drawn to it. It's a beautiful. It's supposed to appeal to a person's sense of beauty, it's his sense of grandeur, what's beautiful in this world. Okay, what the Torah did is it recognized that man has a desire for the aesthetic, for beauty, for theater, for performance. And it took that and it created, it was Mekadish, that is Kedusha. It took the institution of theater and show and performance and arts and it imbued it with Kedusha and it used it and utilized that aesthetic sense for Kedusha Mo'agadol, directed towards Hashem Hashem.
Okay. How is disemboweling an animal aesthetically pleasing?
You have to get in touch with your primitive man, okay?
Are you nervous to slaughter?
Yeah. You gotta get in touch with your primitive man, okay? Okay. Okay. So it's supposed to attract a person. Okay. And you go there. You go to Yerushalayim. Every you have to go to Yerushalayim to eat your Meiser Sheni. You have to go to Yerushalayim for the Meiser Behema. You have to go to Yerushalayim for Aliyah LeRegel. And what do you do in Yerushalayim? You go to the Mikdash. You take in a show, and then you're attracted to it. You ask questions. The Kohanim are there, right? The actors in the show. They're there to instruct you. You ask them questions afterwards. And they talk to you. It's the Rashba talks about. They tell you about the different ideas in the Mikdash. But you're trying to appeal to the Hamonam. You're trying to appeal to a wide audience. And you're bringing the Klal Yisrael into the ideas of Avodas Hashem. It's not just, look, it's different than a play on Broadway. Because a play on Broadway is the actors are acting out emotions, petty human emotions. Jealousy and pride and anger. And it's all about, you know, it's like a Greek drama, Greek tragedy. Those are acting out the frailty of man. This is a play, it's a show, which is based on a reality of Avodas Hashem. You really are serving God. But the Torah is taking those same emotions that attracts a person to theater, and it's directing that towards Avodas Hashem. But the Mikdash has this aspect of it, that it's all has a design. There's a center stage. The Mizbeach is a center stage. There's a lot of halachas that apply only to the Mizbeach Nechoshes, and the Heichal. But as opposed to the other parts of the Zohar, it's the center stage. It's the focal point of the entire avoda. Is the center stage of the Mizbech Nechoshes. Yeah, go ahead, Ariel.
So, which one was better, the first one or the second one?
Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Okay, so
let's see if I got. That's what I'm getting. That's
okay,
I'm
fine. Getting, like, so now, like this. Okay, fine.
Oh.
Okay, fine. Big now, people. Before I just
people come.
Isn't it people?
Well, people get up for shoppers?
Okay, fine. So, you know, we'll jump to the answer, and then I'll come back for my rayas, okay?
By the way, it's machlokas. What do you mean?
No, I mean, like...
So what do you think? Okay, what do you think? What do you think? Which had a bigger audience?
Oh, the afternoon, for sure.
Who wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning and brings their family to the morning show?
Yeah, people don't do that.
No, you didn't come. Now look, the Vasikin, I'm sure they're people.
Yeah,
the Minicham get up there and they want to go there. Look, it's much easier to get in. There's no crowd. The tickets are cheaper. No, there's no tickets. Okay, fine. But
can I add on to your point?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll take Rias. We'll take Rias.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is really your point, but like, so if we're saying that the second one was bigger in terms of how many people get there, that makes sense because that's the show. That's the show.
Correct. Correct.
Right. But the first one.
Yes.
The first one is really just to actually serve Hashem at the right zman. First thing you do in the morning is to get up. That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay, that's good. That's an interesting approach.
So what's the ikker? The first one or the second one?
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Okay, fine.
That's a dealer from actually a
phone. Okay, that's not a bad svara. Okay, but save it for the end. I want to say a different svara, but I like that. I actually like that, okay? Maybe that's better than my svara. I have something a little different, okay?
Yes.
I want to say is the question is, how do you look at the two shows? When you have two shows a day, how do you look at them? Which is the ikker? So on the one hand, you could say that the first show is the ikker. That's the first show of the day. That's the main show of the day. The second show is like a rerun, because you do it for the people who couldn't make the first one. You do it a second time. But the ikker is the first performance of the day. And that's the main one. That's the ikker. That's when you have the nesachim. Because if you don't have the nesachim, you don't have the music. You lose the nesachim is... okay. Okay, you know, let me come back. I'll come back to this far for Tosos in a second. Let me finish out this far, and then I'll come back to Tosos. Okay, like this. I say the certain things in the Mikdash, though, only have a din of Vodas Hashem. Don't have a din of being part of the theater. Okay, so what's an example? The Ketores, things that happened in the Heichal, I want to say, don't have a din of being part of the theater, because you can't see it. Okay, in fact, there's a halacha of any kapar in the Heichal, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'omoyed. Right, there's al din that the person's not allowed to be there when you do the kapara in the heichal. Your portion kol am, maybe an ulam mizbeach. You can't be there. There's nobody can be allowed in even between the ulam and mizbeach when the ketores is occurring in the heichal, when they burn the incense in the heichal itself. Okay, right, and there's a gemara in Yom Memdalad Amud Aleph. It says uketores mechaperes. Is ketores really mechaper? Right, is the ketores a kapara? Just an avoda, whereas is it a kapara? Where it says in Tatani Rav Chanina Lamdini l'ketores shemechaperes shenemar v'yitien s'ketores v'chaper lam by Korach that Aaron placed the ketores and his mechaper on the yam that the magifa stopped, right? The magifa that was going to destroy Klal Yisrael, Moshe told Aaron to do the ketores and he put the ketores on the and ran into the middle of people and the ketores stopped the magifa. Okay, v'tana deber bishmal al ma ketores mechaperes al lashon hara. Ketores mechaper for lashon hara. Why? Yavo davar shebechashai vechaper al ma'ase chashai. Let something that comes that's private on the chashai. It's like a secret, private type of thing, and be mechaper on something that happens privately, in a secret. And Rashi explains that the lashon hara ki yehi dekorach lashon hara have dechsiv atem isesam Hashem. They were being punished for lashon hara. They're saying lashon hara motion Aaron that you're killing the Am Hashem. Okay, that's a separate shear. V'stam lashon hara b'chashayu, and lashon hara generally occurs b'chashay privately, right? It's you slander a person behind his back. You say lashon hara about him. Okay, so you see that the kapara of the ketores is specifically based on the fact that it's b'chashay. It's a private phenomenon. Okay, because things in the heichal, certain things were relegated. They weren't for the hamon to see. And there was an iser to have somebody see it. It's not to be observed. It's not for the observer.
Yeah.
That's the ketores. You're not allowed to be. There's a halacha. You have to be porish. Whenever you do it.
What else?
What?
What else?
The ketores in Lefnai Lefnim Yom Kippur. The Zrika Saddam. That's on the in the Heichal. It's a general principle. It's a binyanav. See if I can. The Ram says in Dalad Beis Yom Kippurim. B'shas ketores b'kodesh haktashim kolan porishim in a Heichal bavad. That they're separate from the Heichal. Ve'inim porishim b'in ulam mizbeach. You don't have to separate the ulam mizbeach is like a further removal. She'ein porshim bein ulam mizbeach ela b'shas haktoras b'heichal b'chol yom b'shas matan dam b'heichal k'mo shibran b'hichos t'midim. So, whenever there's a hichos t'midim paragimol lacha gimel, okay, that's apparently where it brings down ikar lacha, is whenever you have a kapara V'chemesh ashi kanez dam chatos nasa b'fnim. Shnem v'choldem liyeh ba'omoy b'vo l'chad b'kodesh. Binyanav l'chol kapar sh'v'kodesh liyeh shamadam. When you do a kapar b'kodesh in the heichal, so the person can't be there. The person can't be there. You always have to have a separation. So the further in you go, the separations, if you're in the kosher dashim, you can't be in the heichal. If you're in the heichal, you can't be b'nei ul mizbeach. Nobody can be there. Nobody can be there, not only in the place where you are, but they can't even be in the next makom closest to it. Okay, because it's a halacha of chashai. There's a din of chashai built into it. Mm-hmm. Okay? As opposed to other halachos, which are bachutz. The avodas bachutz, not bifnim. Right? There's a difference between avodas bifnim and avodas bachutz. But the avodas inside the heichal, it's a din of just avodas Hashem. It doesn't have a din. There's no observers. There's an iser to have a roa. But the avodas that occur outside the heichal, there's a din of a roa. And if you see in Hichos Yavos Yom Kippurim, in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam brings down, interesting halacha, is when they do this ear mishtalech, they send this ear out. It says, Kivan shegiya sari lemidbar, when this ear gets to the midbar, yetzi kohen gadol ezras nashim likros b'torah. And the kohen gadol goes to read in the Torah to the holam. Right? He goes and reads to the people who are watching there. It was man kriyaso sof in a par v'sar, beis hadeshen, and when he's reading it, that's when they burn the par and the sar in the beis hadeshen, a different place. Lefika haroa kohen gadol kashu kora ain aroi par v'sar nisrafim. So the roa, the person who sees one, can't see the other. They're occurring simultaneously, and they're occurring in different places. So the roa can see one, but he can't see the other. Why does Rav have to tell me the person who sees one not sees the other? Because there's a din of a roa. There's a din of an observer on the avodas Yom Kippurim, which is the special avoda, right? The holiday show, as opposed to the daily show. There's a din of a roa. Okay, so you have a roa by all the avodas that happen b'chutz. Now, certain things a person can observe one part of the show, can't observe the other part. You have to choose which one you want to go to and see. But the avodas in the heichal, it's an iser. V'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed b'vo l'chapir b'kodesh. Okay? So there's, right? So this chilak is applies to everything that's outside the heichal. In the heichal, it's simply, it's miyuchat, only avodas Hashem. Right? There's no observer. If you want to know what's going in, you have to use your mind. Use your mind. Learn the halachos, learn Torah, and know what's going on through using your mind. You can't use your senses. When you get into the avodas that are closer to the makom shechina, then you have to use your mind in order to observe them, to perceive them. Only intellectual perception. You can't use your sensory perception. Your aesthetic sense and that stops at the door of the heichal. The other stuff you can bring, everything happens b'chutz, outside the heichal, then you could draw the people in through the sense of beauty, the aesthetic, their senses. You can draw them in, and the kohanim can, right, it brings in their emotions. It's something to do, it's something to see. You want to watch, you get involved, you bow, you hear the kohanim give you a blessing. You say Baruch Hashem Kavod. It's a very exciting time. Everybody's very happy. That's for the Am. But what happens to go inside the heichal, that nobody can go in there. And if you want to know what's going on in there, you have to learn Torah. And you could only observe what happens there through your mind. As the closer you get to the...
How does that benefit the people, though? Or is that a side thing?
It's not... You can't... As you get closer to God, you have to be willing to drop your senses. You have to be willing to drop... You have to be able to be more abstract and use simply your mind to approach God.
But if the whole thing is just a channel of what is our tendencies...
Well, but you bring in the people. They have what's available to them. Not everything is available to the Hamonam. The Heichal, what goes on the Heichal, is not available to them. It's only available to somebody who can learn Torah and can study it and can see the ideas. But it's not available to the Hamonam.
Who goes into the Heichal? Any coin?
The coin, yeah. Any coin can go in there. Kosh Kedashim is a coin gadol, but any coin can...
This is the higher level of Avodah Zarah for the Kohanim.
Avodah Zarah? Avodas Hashem.
So many channeling, like...
I'm not getting involved in the Ramban. I'm not saying. I'm not getting to that machlokas. Whether it's the Afkas of Odezara, whether it's a Kiyam B'fnei
Atzma. It's really for the Kohana.
No, it's for Klal Yisrael. They're the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael. Like, yeah. Just like the Kohen Gadol is the Shluch of Klal Yisrael in Yom Kippur. But I'm just saying it doesn't have this aspect of theater. The Torah didn't use the aesthetic sense of drama. And a play and bringing in a person's emotions by his senses and the music and all that thing, that's not attached to what goes on in the Heichal. That's I'm saying that's Dafka, there's an idea, Torah saying you can't use this. What I'm saying is the Torah recognizes the man has a draw. He's interested in art. He's interested in beauty and music. There's an attachment to these things. Man is not simply an intellectual called a malach. He's not just a malach where he just sits and learns all day. But if you want to reach the people, you have to have something that appeals to people. And it appeals to people, is theater appeals to people, and music appeals to them, and beauty, and grandeur. And that's how you reach a person through their emotions. And you bring them into the Mikdash, and then you can teach them Torah. And then you teach them about the ideas, what they just witnessed. They ask questions. The Kohanim are educated. They teach the people about that. But the Torah also, while it is Mekadesh, the institution of art and theater, by directing it towards Avodas Hashem and making the play not a fake play, but a real actors doing real Maisei Hashem, really serving God. It's not an act. They're not really fake serving God. It's not. They're really serving God. There really is a basis of Avodas Hashem. So it was Mekadesh, the institution of theater and art, by making it based on a reality of Avodas Hashem and directing it towards the idea of Yichud Hashem. But also the Torah drew limits that you can't use that method for everything. You have to realize that this method where you're catering to a person's emotions and his senses and what's tangible and concrete that he could see, that stops at a certain point. In order to go deeper, if you want to get closer to God, if you want to get closer, more ideas that are more closely tied to the Shekhinah, as you get further inside towards the Shekhinah and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you have to be willing to leave your senses and just enter with your mind. That's for somebody who is capable of learning Torah. Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis. That demands a person who's able to think abstractly, remove from his senses. So you can't go in there and watch. You're not allowed to. It's not to be seen.
The same thing with Har Sinai.
Yes, same thing with Har Sinai. There's a gvul. No, what do you mean? What do you mean by...
No, that the people were only allowed at a certain point, and then there were levels for what the different people...
Okay, yes. The only thing is with Har Sinai, that's saying even intellectually... That's a little different. I'm not sure.
I thought they all had nevuah. I mean, they were all able to get it.
But the different levels of nevuah. But I'm not sure, Chaim. I mean, it could be that you can maybe extend this to there, because there was shofros and lightning and thunder and stuff. But
the idea of different levels of
But the only thing is that's more in terms of intellectually. You have to know where your level is in terms of intellectually where your mind can go. Here, I'm saying more like you have to know how far you can go with your senses. You know what it's like by Har Sinai, the way Rashi and the...
Yeah, I know.
The Atzili B'nai Yisrael, where they were Vayochlu Vayishtu, Vayechzi Lekim Vayochlu Vayishtu. The Ram said their chait was that they were involved in Achil and Shtiyah, and they were viewing God through the physical, in a physical way, ascribing some sort of physical way. If you get too close, that's a much better example. If you try to approach the Shekhinah of Sinai, and the idea of God, but you're not able to remove yourself from your emotions, then the ideas of physicality gets involved in your ideas about God, and then you're Chayiv Misa. So that's why at Sinai, the Atzili Bnei Israel were Chayiv Misa, because they have Vayochel Vayechzel Kim, Vayochel Vayishtu. It's similar to that, and here is that the Torah setting for the Hamon, certain ideas they can have in terms of Avodas Hashem, they can use their emotions, use their senses in order to engage in that, to bring them closer to, as a stepping stone to getting them into the realm of ideas, into the ideas of Avodas Hashem, and bringing the full person, engaging the full person, not just a stepping stone, but have the full experience of Avodas Hashem through the body and the mind. But you have to know that you have to have a gvul, you have to have a boundary. And if you try to use that method further into ideas about God, as you get closer and closer to God, it's inapplicable. You can't use that method. So Torah used the method for when it's applicable, and it was Mekadesh it, but then it also made a boundary and it said you can't go further. You can't use this method inside the Heichal. Okay.
Prescriptors won't like that, though.
No, it's just philosophy. It's philosophy, but I'm explaining halacha, okay?
With the musical or the theater.
Oh, so now we get to the musical. Okay, so now we can answer our questions, okay? So the keves, the ikar keves, right, the primary carbon of the animal, right? So that's the, it's if you have a conflict, if whether I have only one keves, one lamb, how am I going to bring it in the morning, afternoon? Okay, let's just say the case is it's, mid-afternoon, I only have one. What am I going to do about tomorrow? I don't know. So then you bring it today. You bring it in the afternoon. You don't wait till the next morning. Because it's Avodas Hashem, and you have to serve God, and you have a chova, okay? But the yayin is, the Torah says, the yayin has a, even though the yayin also exists in two frameworks, it's a part of the Avodas Hashem, But the yayin, because it brings in the whole shira, enu mishil yayin, the Torah said, according to Tosfos at least, not according to anybody else, but according to Tosfos, is that there the aspect of the show, of the performance, of the hamon am watching it, that takes precedence. You have to make sure that the if you only have yayin for one, you have to keep it for the main show. Okay, the main show needs the yayin, needs the music, needs the shira. That's the main show. The secondary show, you can if you can only have music and the yayin at one of them, you have the music at one. It's like a musical with no music. It's lacking in terms of the avodas Hashem. The yayin is secondary. The keves is the ikar. The yayin is just secondary. But in terms of the performance, the theater, the effect on the people, the yayin is essential. You can't have the yayin and shira. You have no shira. You have no music. You're lacking a tremendous aspect of the whole thing. Torah says, in terms of the yayin, what takes precedence, that's Tosfos Chiddush, what takes precedence is the main show. In the framework of theater, which is the main show? The framework of Avodas Hashem, the main show is whatever one you're up to. That's the main show. But the framework of theater, which is the main one? And that's the machlokas. Okay, so I think it's like Ariel was saying earlier, right? And I think you were going this direction, and Chaim was also alluding to it earlier. But on one sense, you can say, and you'll see both, they have both stars. In one sense, the main show is the first one. When you have two shows a day, the main one is the first one, the second one is a rerun. You're doing it a second time, people couldn't catch the main show. The first one of the day, that's the main show. Okay? On the other hand, there's an idea of sometimes when you have two shows that the main show happens in prime time, when people can come. And the early show is like a matinee. It's like an early show. Okay? So it's the early one, you have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And as I said, not too many people are going to come. Yes, the real hardcore Mikdash guys are going to get there. Davin Hanetz, in the Mikdash. Or they're just going to watch the Avoda, right? And that's the real Vasikin guys. But the families and the full experience of the Monam, that's the much more popular show, I don't know. I have no evidence for this. But I'm speculating the main show is going to be the one that's 2:30 to 4:45 approximately. It ended at Plagim Mincha, right? Around then. But 3:30 was the middle of the show, and then 4:45. So 2:30, 4:45. That's going to be more than the one that starts at 5:30 in the morning. Okay, so that's the machlokas. In terms of how does the Torah set up in this framework, the framework of art, and is this the aesthetic framework of the Mikdash, which is the wine. That's what they're only learning. It's only on the wine. Because if you look the pasuk, if you look at the psukim, I think it's based on the fact the psukim says, brings in the keves, brings in the mincha, and then it says, olas tamir hasiyah bahar sinai lerech nichoach. And then it goes to the Nesachim. So it splits up. If you look at the Psukim, it splits up the Yayin from the Mincha and the Keves itself. And it puts a Pasuk in between. Olas Tamid Osaba Asiya Bahar Sinai. And that's where it splits the Yayin off from the rest of it. That's why I believe is the source for why the Yayin is existing in its own framework. Where it's more essential in terms of the Shira as opposed to everything else. Okay, that just could be possibly how the Gemara knows it. But it's saying in this framework of yayin, of music, of the art and the theater, the question is how do you look at the relationship between these two shows? They're not equal. When you have two shows a day, they're not equal. Is it the main show is the afternoon show, the primetime show, the early one, early morning is a matinee. For the early risers who want to get it in when there's not a lot, it's not going to be crowded, not going to be a lot of people. That's the real dedicated guys go there. But the main show for the families, for the hamonam, where everybody's going to pack the stands, that's going to be Bala Debein Arbayim one, that's the main show. Save the Yayin for the main show. Or do you say, no, the main show is the first one you have in the morning. That's always the main show. The second show of the day is for people who couldn't make the first show. And you have to, the main event is always going to be the first one in the morning. Keves Echad, right, for the first one. And then the Sheni is always going to be secondary. It's going to be
the first one in the show?
Because it's the first show of the day. It's like a rerun. Which is the original showing or the rerun? Which is the Iker? It's like the original show is that's the main one. Now you have a rerun for people who couldn't catch the first one. Okay, so that's Mechogas. In terms of what's the relationship between these two, the Tamid Shel B'Shachar, Tamid Shel B'Arayim, they're identical for all intents and purposes and all their components and the way the Seder Avodah is identical. There's a duplicate, more or less. But what's the relationship in this framework? The framework of the Kedusha, of theater and art. And they're not equal. In the framework of Avodas Hashem, I don't think there's a difference. Just like Kriyat Shema, you don't say morning and afternoon, at night. They're identical. Same thing, the Kvasim, there's no overheard, they're identical. No such thing as Iker. In this framework, that's the Machlokas according to Tosos. Which one's the Iker? Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say something different. I mean, like, I hear what you're saying.
Okay, go. No.
I think that's what I'm saying first, but
okay, go ahead. You had a different approach. Go ahead.
I think that the difference between the first one and the second one, you can't dispute that they're both of Avodah Zarah, right?
No.
But
okay, so this is what I was trying to say. This is what you're trying to say earlier, right?
Well, this is what I'm saying now.
Okay, fine.
I was thinking about it during this one.
Okay, good. I'm glad that's what you're doing. That's the appropriate thing. Okay, so you're saying the second one is when everybody comes. That has the fact of the second one. When everybody's coming, the audience is there. They're saying the first one is the Iker in terms of Avodas Hashem. Because it's the first one in the morning? Because
it's the first opportunity time to do Avodas Hashem.
Okay. The problem with that svara, though, is let's say you have the wine for, you know, it's the afternoon. So you're gonna, according to Rebbe, you're gonna knock your first now the first time to do it. Now, I mean, you brought in the morning, right? You already did the morning one. You already brought the wine in the morning. Now you have wine in the afternoon. You only have one bottle left. Now are you gonna use it for the afternoon one? Or are you gonna wait overnight till the next morning? So your first time to do it in terms of Avodas Hashem is now also.
So I'll do that.
Yeah, but that's not what Tosa says. You say according to the Shita, it's morning is the Iker. Even if you're in the afternoon and you have one bottle left, you don't use it in the afternoon. You wait for the next morning.
So I guess like the question is like, what's the Iker? The kiam with the Avodas Hashem or the very first thing you do in the day is daven to do Avodas Hashem.
Using always in terms of
like what's more
always davening in the morning is better than davening in the afternoon or something like that.
I mean, isn't that the whole kiam of Hanis?
We don't say that Shachar is more important than Mincha. I mean, I don't know what the halacha exactly nafkin would be, but yes, there's a king of Hanitz, but does that, I don't know if there's
Shachar. I was just, I don't know. Okay.
Okay, but you look, you can work on it. You can, no problem. Okay, fine. Any questions?
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
Questions.
Okay, go ahead, Yaakov. What's your question? Why can't you have two equal showings?
Yeah.
I don't know why you can't, but you don't. I don't know. I don't know why. They're not. When you have two shows a day, usually there's a main one. I don't know. Why can't they both be equally main?
Right.
I don't know. Good question. Does there have to be a main one and a secondary one? It's possible there's a svara like that. I don't really have it. I'm more saying it based on Tosos.
Right.
You know that. You're right. I'm not really explaining why there has to be a main one. I'm just saying, based on Tosis, there is a main one, and I'm just saying the framework that it's main is not the framework of Avodas Hashem. It's the framework of art and theater, and that framework of the audience and the performance.
Right.
In that framework, there's a main show and a secondary show.
Right.
But I'm not really justifying why, in that framework, there must be an Iker.
Right.
Okay, good question.
Is there a Shita who holds that they're both Nikon?
Not according to Tosos, no. The Rambam. There'd be in Hanano, the Ritva.
The Rambam holds
their
equal?
Everybody holds their equal except for Tosos. I mean, it's a Tosos. I don't think anybody else holds like this.
I guess my story would work better for
equal.
Yeah.
Okay. You know the question, Yaakov?
Yeah, according to the whole concept that the theater is part of the actual halachic structure.
By the yayin, yeah.
Well, that's the question. Wouldn't you think that it's going to be Tobias all of the
yes,
aspects
everything.
Of the performance?
Correct,
like
everything. Yes, everything.
No, but including the Kevis?
Yes.
So shouldn't you have an Iker and not Iker by Kevis then?
No, because I'm saying, but the Kevis is, the Kevis is more essentially, Avodas Hashem takes priority in terms of the Kevis. Then I'm saying in the framework of Avodas Hashem, the one that you're up to, you have to do. And the Kevis is the Iker of Avodas Hashem.
It's
Karbani Lachmi, Lishai, right? Zivchi, Zevacham Yuchadli. That's the Kevis. So in that framework is you have to do the Kevis. You're up to the Kevis, you need the Kevis, you have to do it. As Avodas Hashem demands that if you're chayav in it, you're up to it, you have to do it. But the Torah just says the Yayin, even since the Yayin is secondary in terms of framework of Avodas Hashem, it's not as essential as the Kevis. And it's not, the Yayin is so essential in terms of the performance because of the Shira. The Torah said by the Yayin, it said, save the Yayin for the main event. So to speak, it was Mochel on the Avodas Hashem aspect because the Yayin is secondary in the framework of Avodas Hashem. It's secondary to the Kevis itself. And it's fundamental. It's an essential ingredient for the performance because of the Shira of the Levium. So that's what the Gzeres HaKasuv is by the Yayin, save it for the Iker in terms of the performance, in terms of the the music in terms of what we'll be able to have the shira. But the keves, no, you can't skip the keves in the afternoon because you want to save it for the next morning. It's of ikar vod Hashem is karban ilachmi.
Aren't they both under both frameworks though?
Yes, they're both under both frameworks. I'm saying that in the avodas Hashem framework, the keves is more essential. That you do the keves than the ayin. And in terms of the performance framework, the ayin is essential. It's without the ayin, there's no music. The whole shira doesn't exist. So the ayin plays a much more fundamental role in the framework of. In the framework of the performance than it does in terms of Avodas Hashem. In Avodas Hashem, it's I wouldn't say it's an afterthought, but it's secondary. It's not the essence of the Tmidim, of the Seder HaAvoda and the Seder HaAvoda. It's not the essence. It's part of it, but it's not the essential feature of it. The Keves is. But in the framework of the, it takes a much more significant role when you look at it in terms of the performance and the effect and the because of the Shira. And because of that, the Torah said, if you only have it once, save it. You have to focus on what's the, you know, since it's so essential to the other framework of the performance, it's got to go by the main show in terms of the performance. But it didn't do it by the keves because the keves is essential to avoda. So whichever one you're up to, you do it.
Right.
Okay. Can you say that?
Okay, I just say this point again. Is that the reason why, in terms of the keves, whichever one you're up to, if you only have one keves, you do whichever one you're up to. It's because the keves exists in the framework of avodas Hashem. And it's the essence of avodas Hashem. So therefore, whichever one you're up to, you have to do the keves then. Because in the framework of Avodas Hashem, that's what you do. Whichever one you're chayiv, and that's the one you have to do. And the keves is the thing that the whole the Avodas Hashem revolves around. It's just that the yayin is secondary in that framework of Avodas Hashem. But it's a primary element in the framework of theater and art. And that's the framework, the Torah says, then you keep the yayin. You skip the Avodas Hashem, that factor, and the primary factor becomes which is the main Iker show in terms of the performance, in terms of the art, the Hamonam, the music, the Shira. Okay? But the Keves, you can't do that. Even though the Keves exists in both frameworks, the Ayin exists in both frameworks. But the Keves is the essence of the Avoda in terms of Avodas Hashem. The Torah is not going to be Mochel on the Avodas Hashem itself in terms of it as an essence. So if you're up to the afternoon, you only have one Keves.
The Ayin in essence.
But the ayin, yeah, right. In the framework of Avodas Hashem, the ayin is secondary. The keves is the ikar. It's in the framework of the theater, of the roeh. The framework of the roeh and the shomea of the shira, that's where the ayin becomes essential. But in the framework of the avodah, it's secondary. The keves is the ikar. Well, my friends don't like about it, okay? So that... It's a funny kind of idea because usually think of idea of theater and art as like a play. It's like a game, and it feels like you're turning the Avodas Hashem, the Mikdash, into a game or a play, something whimsical, something unimportant, you know. But I mean, it's I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the
better than Avodah Zarah.
It's true. And say, look, Plato was very against Plato's Republic. Wanted to banish all artists and all poets and actors from his republic because he held they were imitating the physical, and they brought up negative and bad emotions for people. You know, so you wanted, but what I say is the Torah recognizes that that's an emotion people have, and it used it. It's not, this is like I said, this is not, I'm not saying the Mikdash is a Broadway play, is a Broadway musical. There's a fundamental difference between the Mikdash and a Broadway musical. A Broadway musical is based on fantasies and emotions and instincts and falsehoods and lies and pettiness. What the Torah did is it took those emotions and the art and the attraction and it used it for Kedusha, for the around the reality of Avodas Hashem. The core of Avodas Hashem is still there, and that's a reality. So I'm just saying, and that's one problem. They'll say the second problem is that there's no proof. I have no real raya. You know, if you notice, there's no raya I have to this whole thing. It's like a story I'm spinning, an image I'm trying to paint of how it was. And that's like, it's what it appears to me. It's what it seems to me that if you look at it, you can imagine going into the Mikdash and seeing this, you can imagine people bring their families. There is an Ezras Nashim. You can imagine when you're Shalayim, you're going to Shalayim, it's something you do in the day, it's something you do in your day. You build your day around, I want to make sure we go to the Mikdash at 2:30 so we can watch the Talmud Rabbeinu Abayim and hear the Shira and catch the Birchas Kohanim. And you can imagine, you want to be there, you want to see it. And that's something that appeals to the Hamon. So I don't have anything where it's Muchach, where this is, I can prove it to you. You know, this Tosis is, you know, give me an opening. But maybe there's another way to learn the Tosis anyway. It's not Muchach from the Tosis that this is this far. But it's more just like, to me, it's almost like it's mistaver. It's just that when you see what the Mikdash is, the Big Day Kahuna, Kavod Tiferes, the Romas, Yiras, and Mikdash, that's trying to have this impression on you. The Torah is working through the aesthetic sense, and it just makes sense that we have this category in our lives of theater and art and music, and it appeals to people. And it's just clear to me the Mikdash is doing that too. It's using that in order to bring people in, to direct them to the idea of God. That's what the Mikdash is. God doesn't really live in the Mikdash, right? The whole thing there is to bring people in, attract them to a place to teach them ideas. So I don't have like a proof, but it's just like, it's in a sense, it's obvious to me. But I have no real raya. So that's, you know, they want to see a real raya, that this is what's going on. I don't have one of those. So I think those are the two problems. Is one is like, is on a certain sense, the idea sounds like it's a whimsical, it's turning the Mikdash into something that's like, it's lightening the Mikdash, making it less important. I don't think so. But I think
how do you make them more important? Because otherwise it's some like weird paganistic orgiastic thing.
Orgiastic.
Or leave the orgiastic out. But yeah, okay. It's, you know, thank you, Chaim, for the raya. Okay. But I appreciate that. So thanks. But, you know, that's one impression.
So
that,
which one's more elevated, a theater or some pagan slaughtering a sheep?
Yeah. No, I understand that. That's also true. But,
I'm,
I mean, either way, we're definitely slaughtering sheep, though. So you're not going to avoid the fact that we do slaughter a sheep.
I know, but that's part of the play.
That's part of the play. It's just an act. No animals were harmed in this performance. Okay. Okay, so that's one problem they have with it. The other problem is there's no good raya. It's philosophy. It's philosophy, but like, you know, sometimes when we do philosophy, we do chumash, we have rashi, I have sources. I usually try to have like a bunch of rashis, a rambam, where it points you to this is what you have to say, you want to say. There's nothing here that really forces you to say this idea. It's really just a question of, do you hear this idea? Does it make sense to you? Does it appeal to you that this is actually what's going on in the Mikdash? Or am I just, you know, imagining all this stuff? Okay? Or it's an accident or something. Or is the Torah trying to do this? I'm saying the Torah is trying to do this. It's not an accident that it occurs. It's part of the motivation of what the Beis HaMikdash is in the Seder HaVodah. It's one of the goals of the Torah. It's not just an accident of what kind of happens. So I'm saying something, you know, more than... And that's the other problem. But it's you can hear the idea. You can decide you like it, you don't like it. It's, you know, there's nothing muchach about what I'm saying, but it's an interesting idea.